This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello everyone, this is Rick Durden reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Forn 2014 in Lakeland, Florida. I'm here with T.R. Wright, the CEO of FlightPro, who has a new app that has just been released. And T.R., would you tell us a little bit about your company and what you are doing?
Absolutely. We launched this app on Monday. We've had an overwhelming response so far. This is the premier flight planning and in-cockpit solution for pilots. We are primarily on Android at the moment.
Well, can you tell us about the capabilities of the app?
Yeah, absolutely. We have all the FAA charts, VFR sectionals, IFR low and routes, everything that your VFR recreational pilot to your professional pilot, everything that they need. We have geo-reference approach plates and taxiway diagrams, and our app has some features that no one else on any platform is doing at the moment. For instance, we have a runway finder mode, so if you're coming into a busy airport at night and you can't tell the lights of the runway from the city lights, or you aren't sure which runway is the one that you've been assigned to land on, you can hit a button that will pull that runway up only, and it will tell you the bearing and the descent rate you need to make the runway threshold. It'll say 320 and 2,000 feet per minute, and that will put you right on the threshold. So we have some really cool features, some things that we're very proud of. But more importantly, the approach that we have when we developed this app was to really present the information in a manner that's logical. No one else in this industry has approached this from an information architecture point of view. And the problem is that these apps provide such a large amount of information, it is very difficult to present it in a manner that is logical throughout each phase of flight. So we believe we've done a better job than anyone else, and we're very proud of our product.
How did you happen to choose the Android platform?
Well, that's a good question. We looked at every platform when we developed our app, and we chose Android because it's really the most dynamic. Our requirements were for hardware. We had some pretty stiff requirements, and one of them was the power, memory. But the big one for us is readability of the screen in the cockpit. In the direct sunlight and bright conditions, you need to be able to see the screen. And the iOS devices, for instance, the iPads and iPhones, just don't have the brightness that we were looking for. So we tested about 120 different devices before we finally settled on the Android platform. To go a bit further into that, it's about adaptability. And the iPad is really just not ideal in the cockpit, whether it's the mini or the full size. It really is not ideal hardware. So the Android platform gives you many choices. For instance, I carry a 6.4-inch Sony Xperia that is half the thickness of the iPad and has a screen that's 1.6 times brighter and also higher resolution. So you have many more options. We also wanted the product to be available to everyone, and there are some very attractively priced Android tablets on the market. For about $99, you can get an Android tablet that will run our software. So that was for the reasons that we decided to go with Android.
We've got a brand new student pilot that can, for $99, can get into.
Absolutely. For $99 and $6.99 a month, whereas a lot of the other solutions, it would be about a $1,000 point of entry between the iPad that they would require and then paying the year subscription. So we wanted to make it available for everyone. This product really improves situational awareness, and it makes you a safer pilot. So we want to encourage its use, and Android was the best way to do that.
Well, thank you very much, TR. This is Rick Durden reporting from Sun and Fun 2014 with TR Wright, the CEO of FlightPro.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com. aviationsafetymagazine.com.